Good evening. Miles Brewer here with your 5 p.m. news on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader, for this Wednesday, August 12th. Quick disclaimer, your evening news will be cut short tonight because we're going to kick you over to the Chicago Cubs playing at the Nationals at 5:10. As students everywhere prepare to return to the classroom, East Sac Community School District Superintendent Nathan Hemiller highlights some pertinent upcoming events for students, parents, and staff.
So important dates in East Sac County for the start of the school year. New teachers to the district will report on Monday, August 17th. All of our teachers return on Wednesday, the 19th. 7th and 8th grade back-to-school night will be at 5:30 p.m. on August 19th. Freshman and sophomore orientation will be at 1 p.m. on Thursday, August 20th. Our 1st through 6th grade elementary open house will be on August 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And our preschool and kindergarten students will be utilizing a slow start with the week starting on a Monday. This gives our youngest kids a little more time to adjust. All students in grades 1 through 12 will begin school on Monday, August 24th.
Some important changes are coming to the classroom this year, and Hemiller highlights those changes that are relevant to ESC in the face of recent legislative changes.
Our administrative team is preparing for the new legislation that was passed this spring. Some of the bigger changes include the statewide behavior bill that is intended to address classroom disruptions to the learning environment. This law has taken some time as each district needs to form committees and draft local policy to ensure we are meeting the requirements of the law. In addition to the behavior bill, we created some policies to address the 8th grade participation in high school sports. At East Sac County, we are going to handle those situations on a case-by-case basis. And the recommendation for any 8th grader to play high school sports will need to come from the head coach of our programs.
Hemiller says ESC experienced a high retention rate of staff this year, but notes some additions to the school district.
We did not have very much staff turnover from last year to this year, which is a positive thing for our district and families. We are excited to welcome a few new elementary teachers, a new elementary art and PE teacher, and a new high school math teacher, along with a full-time Spanish teacher that started mid-year for us last year.
Hemiller says there are multiple improvement projects currently in development across the district, as well as an upcoming development.
East Sac County has completed and are working on various improvement projects throughout the district. These include a new fire alarm system and HVAC unit in our elementary building up in Sac City, along with remodeling all of our preschool, TK, and kindergarten rooms. At the high school, we are finishing a new interior door project that was started last year and continue to remodel and update classrooms here as well. Looking ahead, we are in the planning stages of a very large parking lot project for our elementary building and campus up in Sac City. Work is expected to begin there after the school year is complete.
ESC students return to the classroom on Monday, August 24th. The Glidden City Council is expected to meet tomorrow for a special meeting concerning a vicious animal designation. The council will hold the vicious animal appeal hearing at 5:30 p.m. When an animal receives a dangerous or vicious designation, owners have a brief window to file a written appeal to have the decision reviewed. If the animal is confirmed to, in fact, be a danger, generally they will not be allowed within the city limits. The special meeting, Thursday at 5:30 p.m., is open to the public. Widespread rain and weekend storms brought much-needed moisture to parts of Iowa last week, but failed to ease drought in the state's western and northwestern regions, according to the latest crop progress and condition report from the USDA. For the week ending August 9th, farmers had 5.1 days suitable for fieldwork, about a half day more than last year. Topsoil moisture conditions rated 28% short to very short, 67% adequate, and 5% surplus. Subsoil moisture was 34% short to very short, 62% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn silking reached 97% with 69% in the dough stage and 12% dented. And corn conditions were rated 78% good to excellent. Soybeans were 93% blooming and 72% setting pods, with 77% rated good to excellent. Statewide rainfall averaged 1.87 inches, and the statewide average temperature was 74.5 degrees. The full Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report can be found included with this story on our website. And that's going to do it for your evening news tonight here on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader. We're cut short today because of the Chicago Cubs, but that's going to do it for me. I'm Miles Brewer, reporting.